With this faint hope of survival in him, Jesus, knowing all involved had to keep this plan secret, advised both Judas and Joseph not to say anything to anyone, especially his disciples. Jesus did tell Mary Magdalene of the plan because she was his wife and closest confidant. Francine said her anguish was great. She knew that once he was turned over to the Sanhedrin, anything could happen, even though the Romans were the only ones in power to carry out the final sentence of execution. In a small way, it's like a surgery that you know has to be done and you hope you will survive, but the agony of going through it and the aftermath is still frightening to look forward to, because you know anything can go wrong. Jesus didn't trust his disciples with any of this knowledge, because just as he predicted Peter denying him out of fear, he worried that any one of them, either out of stupidity or fear, would let something slip. Jesus also held what we refer to as the Last Supper because he knew that no matter how things turned out, it was likely to be the last time his disciples would be able to convene with him fully in one place. He knew if he survived, he would have to leave Israel and his disciples behind or risk recapture and death. It is interesting to note that where most scholars believe he held this Last Supper was in the Essene compound on Mount Sion, which ensured privacy because the Essenes were a secular group. Francine says that although Christ held a slight hope of survival in his mind, he was really mentally prepared to die. She says he felt his chances were very slim at best to survive, and that what sustained him was the fact he was doing all this for God. With this in mind, at the Last Supper, when he did tell them to remember everything he said, and when they broke bread and drank wine to remember him, he really thought this would be the last time they would be together in life. I'm sure some of the disciples must have been puzzled over this, even though he had already told them about what he had to go through, and, as planned, he did say, "One of you will betray me." This, of course, was ordained by prophecy, and Judas had already agreed to do it as part of the secret plot. Even though the Roman soldiers knew whom they were looking for, it made the plot more believable that one of his own would point him out. Jesus did go to the garden at Gethsemane and ask God to remove this chalice, or pain, from him. Christ was referring to his probable execution, which he knew was coming. This also proves you can't get out of your chart. After he petitioned God, we are also pretty sure that God said no, because our Lord, again invoking Christ's chart, said, "Thy will be done." Eventually, after finding the disciples with him asleep, soldiers came to arrest him, and after a brief skirmish in which a disciple cut off the ear of a servant of the high priest, which Christ immediately healed, they bound Jesus and took him away. Jesus was taken to the high priest of the Sanhedrin by the soldiers of the temple. Note here that it was not the Romans who arrested Jesus, but the Jewish soldiers who stood guard at the Jewish temple sent by the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin priests then questioned Jesus all night, and supposedly many false witnesses were brought to testify against him. The Sanhedrin also beat Jesus during his questioning and trial. My guide says this was done out of frustration and anger, and they knew they had no other punishment but to beat and flog him.